Chester Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
That always reminds me of F Troop. Probably before your time. Bill's on the phone, so Savannah,
yep.
You and I'll just
before my time.
We'll just talk amongst ourselves.
Well, we got some stuff to do.
I know we do. We've got jobs. We've got jobs here. What do we have? These? Do we have Cameron?
Weather.
Oh man, the weather again.
Oh no, is it partly sunny or partly cloudy?
It's going to be. It's going to be light. Hey, the sheriff just blew in. This must be the southwest wind that we've been expecting.
I gotta hide.
Hey, so you're listening to you're not listening to We the People Radio, but I was totally going to say that. You're listening to the people from We the People Radio, Aaron and Bill. Yeah, and we have Savannah in here today instead of Bob. I think Bob's normally here, right?
I'm here every Friday.
Oh, you're here every Friday? Mm-hmm. Oh. With the dogs and the pet, love a pet and all that jazz?
With the dogs.
Nice. And Carl and Linda are in Ireland? No.
Where are they?
England?
They're on a
this
cruise
exact
ship.
Minute, I'm not sure.
On an airplane.
In general, they went that way.
But in general, they went to Europe.
Yeah, they went Europe to Europe.
That's what happens when you get rich and famous.
Sheriff Tom, we got him blowing in between crimes. He's going to chat with us.
Good morning.
Good
how
morning.
Are you?
Hey, how is the weather out there? Bill's going to read something off a sheet of paper, but you know what? That's
not clear,
the
partly cloudy, slightly warming trend into the weekend.
Yep.
Going to be dark tonight.
Today's going to be sunny with a high near 94. Light and variable winds becoming south-southeast, 5 to 7 miles per hour in the afternoon. And then tonight we're going to be mostly clear.
And dark.
Or mostly clear or partly cloudy. No, there's no clouds. Mostly clear.
No, it's mostly clear, which means it's
with a low of 67, clear. So open your windows and turn off that AC. South-southeast winds, 5 to 8 miles per hour, becoming calm in the evening. The night was calm.
It's calm. Yeah. No, the night was moist.
Name the movie. Oh, name the movie. Billy Crystal.
Caddyshack.
He always says that. Throw mama from the train. Come on.
Saturday is going to be sunny and hot with a high of 96, light variable winds.
There you go. Perfect.
Do we have Cameron hostage in there?
We do.
Cameron Middleton.
First, we have to thank Shasta Gas Propane.
We do?
Yep. They sponsor our weather every single time.
Oh, they're the sponsor. I'm getting it.
They're
I'm seeing
sponsors.
A pattern for
yeah. Yes.
That's why they say the opinions are those of other people, not the staff, management, or advertisers, right? That's so that if we're knuckleheads, the sponsors can go, good Lord. Is Carl coming back anytime soon?
No.
So right on, Shasta Gas.
Yep. Thank you, Shasta Gas Propane. Give him a call at 3653793.
I lost mine. Do them one more time. 365 who?
3793.
Nice.
Yep.
Shasta Gas Propane.
And now it's time for Cameron.
Oh, now it's Cameron Middleton.
Yeah. Good morning, Cameron.
Good morning. And yes, it is mostly sunny today. But markets are actually down slightly despite some positive industrial production numbers. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 63 points to 16,650. The NASDAQ is down 2 points to 44,51. And the S&P 500 is down a point to 1953. Oil is up 61 cents a barrel to 94.70. Gold down $8 an ounce to 13.04, while silver is down a dime to $19.66 an ounce. The 10-year Treasury is yielding 2.34%, and active stocks trading today. Bank of America down a nickel to 15.27. General Electric down 14 cents to 25.74, and Pfizer down 15 cents to 28.59. This has been your market update from Cameron Middleton at the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Well, thanks, Cameron.
Yeah, thank you, Cameron.
Hey, shut up. That's Savannah's part.
No. It's not my part. I just figured maybe you guys wanted me to do it.
Oh, you can.
Bill got all exuberant.
Well, you can do it. Go ahead and read that right there.
Yeah, do it, Bill.
He has to put his glasses on now.
Listen.
His other glasses.
What am I reading?
Listen for the Wells Fargo
Market Minute.
Yeah.
Weekday mornings at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:05 here on KCNR, brought to you by Wells Fargo Advisors on Park Marina Drive in Reading. Call them at 243-7561.
Perfect.
Yeah. And then you can hear Cameron Middleton.
Yeah.
It's the Cameron Middleton Show. He's getting a lot of airtime out of that. I think that's kind of fun. So.
What's up?
I don't know. I guess we're, do we have commercials, huh? Little sponsors?
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, so who should sponsor this one? Well, okay, this makes perfect sense. Bastiani Arms. So
absolutely,
that's a sensible sponsor for this section. Located at 2539 Larkspur, Reading, 96002. They're our firearms dealer of choice when it comes to selecting that new long gun or pistol, having their gunsmith work on your guns, or buying ammo. John Bastiani prides himself on customer service and always having what the customer needs in stock at fair prices.
And he supports our veterans.
Bingo. Bastiani Arms, 222-8222. It's an easy number. Huh? Yeah. You can remember eight, you're in. Just twos and then an eight. All right. So, speaking of firearms, et cetera, how's crime?
Crime is about the same as it has been. Of course, I just heard you speaking to candidate Michael Quinn, and your points were all valid about locking the cars, keeping the valuables out of sight, not letting them idle when the weather's cool, or even when it's hot. Some people leave the air conditioner going to run into the store for just a minute,
mm-hmm.
and then they come out and no vehicle.
How many times do you hear that?
About as often as we hear, I just had two beers, too, about the beer. when the red light's behind them. You know.
I've never said that.
I just had two beers.
Yeah. Never said what size they were, but they had two.
Yeah, really.
Yeah, they were tall.
But it is, on the serious side, people need to lock their homes. A lot of people still don't. Take some precautions of clearing the bushes away from the front door to where people don't have a chance to hide. Locking the back door, installing some deadbolts on. Usually the side door to the garage for the access door there.
How do you feel about dogs?
Dogs? Just as long as they don't bark up the wrong tree.
Yeah.
Dogs are good. They can, even if it's just a barker, they do an excellent job of helping deter people from coming up. It could be a little dog, medium-sized dog. The big thing is you don't want to have maybe a vicious dog, because those could be a liability issue of somebody walking by, like the postman,
right?
And then they get bit. So,
or you could have a little dog like Bill's who bites me.
There's
that.
Yeah, he was backing me up. He was my backup that night, and you know I was
small
overmatched,
small
and he was stepping
beast.
Up and filling the void. Oh, right on cue.
I thought you were over there texting me some line from Super Troopers.
But dogs are a very good deterrent for crime.
Well, even if they're not big biting dogs, they'll
mainly,
wake you up if they
just
start barking.
That's exactly right. Just alert people, the neighbors, right. Yourself if you're home. Sometimes when you're home, keep the doors locked, too. It prevents people from just coming in, and we've seen that sometimes.
And how frightening would that be?
And make sure you answer the door, because sometimes people knock on the door, and if they don't hear anything inside, then they maybe might shoulder the door, come around to the backside. Just say, hey, I'm here, don't want any, go away.
Mm-hmm.
And then they know somebody's in there.
So the sound of jacking a shell into a shotgun, is that technically that answering
could be
the door?
That could be a deterrent as well. and maybe when you're away, you might leave some lights on, not only outside, but inside the home. You can have them on timers to where they rotate around, look like somebody's home, turning lights on in different parts of the house. Maybe a radio going.
Leave a TV on.
Yeah.
Well, like right now, we have our music on. I shouldn't probably tell all the criminals that, but... Yeah,
well,
our dogs like
to
listen
here.
To music.
Yeah. So those are just some simple things. But crime overall is up. I had the governor's office called a couple of weeks ago, and they wanted to talk about a particular crime that occurred. But then I spoke directly with the governor, and he wanted to know, hey, what's going on with crime up there? I see a lot going on in Shasta County. And so we had a pretty very open and frank conversation about crime in Shasta County, the impacts of prison realignment. And I was on the phone with the governor for about an hour discussing various issues and the impacts on the jail for long-term inmates that are in there and how it's exacerbating the problem at the jail.
Good.
So.
And was that a newsflash for him, or did he say, oh, yeah, everybody says the same thing?
No, he's an engaging speaker. He knows his points, and he goes, well, what about GPS and home electronic monitoring, alternative custodies? And I said, those are all for primarily sentenced people. I said, my problem is at the jail is pretrial unsentenced people, and explain that. And he was an attorney as well, so he
right.
gets it. And what our percentage of is generally almost like 80% is unsentenced at the jail, and those are people we can't release, and they're awaiting trial.
Hmm.
So it was a very, very good conversation, and then, you know, he had some staffers doing some follow-up there at the office of what was going on with crime stats, and we talked about crime within the city of Reading because that's our main population base, and it's a little different than in the county.
Good. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I want to talk to you about this whole citizen patrol thing.
Oh, that'd be perfect.
See how you feel about that.
We are coming back with Sheriff Tom Pasenko. You're listening to KCNR 1460 AM.
It's Lady Bot and the Bluebirds, appearing in the Elements Restaurant and Lounge at the Wind River Resort and Casino Thursday, October 2nd, from 7 to 9 p.m. Join us as we recreate the vibe of the great lounge era, where musicians like Pat Karch, Bruce Kalin, and Bobby Veramentes play the wonderful standards of the great American songbook. Oh, yeah, and me, Linda Bot. I'll be at the mic singing my heart out. Dining, dancing, and a night to make memories. October 2nd in the Elements Restaurant and Lounge at the Wind River Resort and Casino. That's Lady Bot and the Bluebirds. This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Experience Lake Shasta like never before with a houseboat from Holiday Harbor. A houseboat is a fun and affordable way to relax with family and friends. Holiday Harbor has something for everyone, from personal watercraft to paddle boards, ski boats to towables, and so much more. Already have a boat? Bring it out and leave it in one of the Holiday Harbor slips. Food, supplies, or a little marine repair? Holiday Harbor has it. Staycation on the lake with Holiday Harbor. Holiday Harbor Resort and Marina, 238-2383 or lakeshasta.com.
At Pulse Urgent Care, their goal is to get you in and out quickly. Pulse Urgent Care is open 7 days a week in their newly expanded facility from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m., providing care for the entire family, from infants to great-grandparents. If you suffer from allergies, visit newly expanded Pulse Urgent Care today for short-term allergy relief. For more information, call 722-1111 or walk in to Pulse Urgent Care on Hilltop Drive across from Kmart in Reading. Pulse Urgent Care says if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
Or through the window if you left your purse on the front seat of your car.
Yeah, you can get a free brick.
Or you can stay up against the wall.
There's that, too.
Yeah.
So, Aaron, Bill, Savannah, we're here with Sheriff Tom Pasenko, chatting with you. Well, Carl and Linda are in somebody placed on a large boat.
Yeah.
That sort of thing.
Or a large airplane.
So, let's have this segment, because it's fun, and we just talked about the brick through the window. This segment brought to you by Craftmaster. Don't replace your windshield until you explore all of your options.
All of our options, and all of our options are, when you get your windshield repaired at Crackmaster, they guarantee that the damage to your glass will not continue to grow or your money back. How many times you got a little crack, and the next day it's a little bigger, and then you wake up one morning and it goes clear across your window?
That happens a lot with the hot weather, as the heat expands, inside the car.
Do you pull people over for that?
It can if it obstructs their vision. So if it goes going clear across the windshield, that can be...
a citable offense.
Yeah, well, these guys will fix that up for you. They're located at 3208 South Market Street, Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Give them a call at 241-8373 or 8373, however you can remember that. Crackmaster.
Nice.
Yeah.
Or get pulled over.
Yeah. So we were, before the break, we were talking about crime and some crime preventative measures and crime prevention through environmental design, like putting up, clipping the bushes back and doing a few things like that. And how can other people help by reporting things, being vigilant?
We were talking about the citizen patrol thing, man, that to me, I mean, I really applaud people that want to step out and go out in the middle of the night and keep an eye on things. That's great, but you cross a line so easily there that you are totally not prepared for.
We have a number of citizens volunteer patrols throughout the county, and we have them up in the city of Shasta Lake, on Lake Shasta itself, to patrolling the marinas and stuff. Burney, Fall River, MacArthur areas, Shingletown, Cottonwood.
And what do they actually do? I mean, they what's have their job?
Their job is to be our eyes and ears for the sheriff's office. Non-confrontational, not making out, getting out and making contacts. They're not armed. They don't carry a gun. They don't have a baton. But to be our eyes and ears. So they go out, and let's say you're going on vacation, and you want to have them swing by and do some vacation checks at your house to make sure that it's still secured. Even if you're having somebody come over and water and do some things like that, they'll come by and check on it. Maybe there's an elderly person who's homebound. They'll swing by and check on that person to make sure everything's going well. And maybe they need a refill on their propane tank or something like that. And check on them. But then the big thing is driving around our neighborhoods. I call it neighborhood watch on wheels to a degree. And so they come out and do that. They have a uniquely marked car that says Citizen Patrol on it, so it's not confused with sheriff's office vehicles. They have a completely different uniform. They wear black pants with a kind of a medium green, dark green shirt, and it has different logos as patches on the shoulders for Citizen Volunteer Patrol. We background them, and they do some great work. They assist us with traffic control, like during parades and other special events, and that helps out quite a bit. They help out at the Veterans Cemetery on Memorial Day and or Labor Day when we have other events or Veterans Day out there as well.
Right, and that, you know, you think about it. You're going out on vacation. How nice would it be to just have the thought in the back of your head that somebody's going to be cruising around, just kind of keeping an eye on things when you're gone?
That helps a lot.
Yeah.
So they've done a great job. They get some we background them, not as stiff as a full law enforcement background, but they are backgrounded, check into it. They get some training from the citizen volunteer patrols. They help us deliver the neighborhood watch message on how to prevent crime and strengthen your home for crime prevention. Mm-hmm. Do us a great job. They patrol literally tens of thousands of miles in Shasta County, donate, volunteer, thousands of hours helping us. They do help us with that paperwork in the office. Sometimes some people don't want to do the patrol side, but they say, I still want to volunteer and be active. They come into the office and help us with photocopying, pulling reports and stuff. And they, again, have to be backgrounded a little bit more because they're handling confidential documents. So we give them some training in regards to that so we're in compliance with the state standards for confidentiality.
Nice. What are some of the things they absolutely do not do, and why is that?
Well, you don't see a red light in a car, and they're not going to pull you over. They don't do that.
They can't say citizens arrest, citizens arrest.
No,
they're not
hands on. They're not confrontational. They're out there observing and reporting, so they could.
So they're not going to see a suspicious-looking person walking through your neighborhood, pull over and confront them, ask them questions.
It's all about looky, no touchy.
Yeah,
well,
exactly.
even talking to them. I mean, that's
they probably wouldn't get out and do that.
Yeah, because you're being confrontational at that point.
Yeah, and you don't know what that person is. If they're
going to say you're
carrying,
likely to
carrying
get abused.
A gun, or are they drinking? Are they on drugs?
Well may not belong there, but you're still not.
So they can be observing, and then they call in on the phone. They have cell phones, call in and report that to dispatch, and then dispatch does their job and sends an officer to if they're available, come over there and check that person out.
But so, okay, we talk a lot about, you know, contacting criminals and potential criminals right at the beginning, you know. The problem is then if they really are criminals and you guys have to haul them in, it's the parking spaces that we're lacking. There's nowhere to put them.
That's correct. We're full. We're always running at about, well, the last couple, 3 months at the jail, our jail's rated for 381 beds. That's all we got, 381. But we have a court order, court agreement. Hey, when we reach 90% or right around 90%, we need to release so we don't become overcrowded and have lawsuits. We're always at that brink breaking point, usually somewhere between, if we're at about 86, 88%, we're to have like 5 to 8 beds available in the jail. That 90% is lowers it to 343 beds. And now recently, we've been at about 90 to 92%. And every day, we get on the average of between 20 and 60 bookings. So there's a huge bed deficit there.
One of the things I hear a lot from people is, you know, Sheriff Joe Arpaio, he built a tent city.
Tent city. I always give my caveat.
Why don't we do that? They don't deserve anything but a tent and a cot. Why don't we do that?
You know, if we could in California, I guarantee there'd be sheriffs doing it in California, right. Shasta County included. But with our regulations that we have under what they call Title 15 and Title 24, that's what regulates what's in a jail, how it's built, how much space, food, exercise, all that. Can't
do it.
We'd get sued. And in fact, Sheriff Joe has been sued. The county has been sued on a number of occasions and been successful suits. So they're paying out good taxpayer money to some of these inmates that are about the conditions of his jail. So it's not that everything's all hunky-dory down in Maricopa County.
Right.
And even if they're not successful, you still have the expense of going through the lawsuit for the taxpayer dollars as well.
Right. So how much money are you really saving at
that point?
I got
a question about the ankle bracelet thing. I was at the gas station. I didn't tell you this the other day. I went to get gas. I'm just at the Chevron on Shasta View, you know, and I was waiting to go through the car wash. So I'm sitting there, nothing to do. This little car pulls up. This gal gets out. Kind of thin, small shorts, could have had a bigger shirt on, you know. She wasn't really dressed for success. And I look down, she's wearing, I think, do those ankle things look like a little lunchbox around their leg?
Well,
I mean,
is it not quite that big, but
it wasn't jewelry.
It wasn't jewelry.
It looked like army jewelry.
It wasn't bedazzled.
No, it wasn't bedazzled.
It was kind of big.
Basically, it's a black band.
Yeah.
And maybe a box, maybe about as big as a pack of cigarettes or so.
Yeah, that was
that's on there. And that's a GPS device.
How far can they go? What's she doing at the gas station? Don't they have to stay at home?
Not necessarily. They could also, if she had a job, they can also be released for that.
Or
if she has to report at certain times, they can also put what we call virtual fences up. So if she's not supposed to be at a certain area, if she goes into that, say, like near a school for sex offenders, that would set off an alarm that she's in violation.
Ooh.
So
how many folks we got running around with those in Shasta County?
Roughly 170, 180, depends on probation has about up to 100 they can use on ankle bracelets, and we have approximately 100 we can use on ankle bracelets. And if we have to go further, we have to pick up some more, and that comes at a cost of about $4 a day to run a GPS ankle bracelet.
Now, do you have people that sit in a little dark room and monitor all those, or is there just like something that goes off, like a little alarm goes off?
Why does it have to be a dark room?
Well, I don't know. That's what they do on the TV. I mean, you sit in a dark room and spy on people.
No, but they are monitored, and then if there's violations, they let our staff know. If they don't show up, we can go chase them down and arrest them. If they cut the bracelet off, or if they let the battery go dead intentionally because it has to be charged up, that is deemed an escape, and we've sent quite a few people off to prison for escape because they've either cut off their bracelet or let the battery go dead intentionally.
But I thought they blew their leg off if they tried to take them off.
That was in the movie Running Man with
Arnold
Schwarzenegger.
Got it.
And it wasn't an ankle bracelet. It was a neck bracelet.
It was a neck bracelet. That's right. Blew their head off.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
It's blowed.
Blowed it right off.
Blowed is the word you were after. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, because I thought, you know, when I'm wearing my ankle bracelet, I'm going to wear long pants.
Some people don't mind.
I just thought, wow.
It's a badge of honor.
She's got the pit bull in the back seat, the boyfriend with the tattoos.
The car with no hubcaps.
Sporting her big lunchbox on her leg. I thought, wow, really?
So, yeah. But they are successful. They've improved our failing to appear rate both at our work release program and our alternative custody and in court as well. The court, through probation, also uses ankle bracelets for what they call the supervised OR program, or SOAR. So they go, person gets arrested, is arraigned in court, and instead of being released on bail or released due to our capacity issues, they can be placed on supervised OR, which they put an ankle bracelet on them, and then they have to get a court date, which usually is about a month from when they show up, and that also reduces the failures to appear amount, failures to appear, and they're supervised and monitored by probation department.
Hmm. Nice. All right. So on that cheerful note, we're gonna
go out upon our break.
Take 2 minutes. Thank our advertisers. We'll be back. You're listening
I'll be back.
Okay, do it. Yeah, I've got to do that.
I'll be back. Keep your head down.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 AM. And
hasta la vista.
Obviously, Carl and Linda are on vacation.
A few years back, a state agency called regarding a large shipment of new cars that had a steering problem. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. They informed me shops all over California had looked at them, but no one could recommend a solution. The problem was, one front wheel turned quicker and farther than the other, causing erratic steering. Front wheels should turn together. Our inspection revealed a major steering component was incorrectly mounted from the factory. We fabricated a gauge to demonstrate the difference in travel from side to side, while a state supervisor observed. Then we relocated the steering component as indicated by our gauge. A test drive by the supervisor proved excellent. He had only one question. How long will it take to do 1,200 cars? Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California. 45 years in business and loving every minute of it.
The City of Redding Water Utility wants to help you save money and be water smart. Reevaluate your current outdoor watering schedule. Make sure to water later in the evening or early in the morning, because when it's hot or windy, more than a third of the water can be lost to evaporation. Watering your landscape during the coolest part of the day allows water to soak into the soil and minimizes runoff. Be water smart. Visit RedingUtilities.com for more information. This message brought to you by the City of Redding Water Utility.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Redding Yellow Cab, and we'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Redding Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Redding Yellow Cab, and we will do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call us at 222-1234.
Everybody calls us. Summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's going to make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us. 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
The Shasta Library Foundation presents Taste of France, September 13th at the Holiday Inn. It's an evening of elegant French cuisines, beverages, live and silent auctions, and a Dutch raffle. Dance to the music of the Pat Karch Quartet. Taste of France. Reserve your seats or table now. Call 246-0146 or go to ShastaLibraryFoundation.org. Tickets also on sale at Enjoy the Store. Taste of France, presented by the Shasta Library Foundation, September 13th.
Perfect. Miss Savannah, that was perfect. Say thank you.
Thank you.
You never say anything.
No, I'm one of those producers that doesn't like to talk on the air.
Sheriff Tom's going to do the promotion for us for this segment.
This part of the cast is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, is your place for great coffee and more. At Espresso Joe's, serving caramel, machado,
and every other coffee you can imagine. See,
do they have gas station coffee? Because that's really all I know.
That's all I know, too. So it's like when you get into these caramel, mocha joca,
yeah,
latte,
like,
frappe ones.
Macchiato.
Yeah, oh, macchiato. Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Is that like a mojito?
Not quite.
Well, not
it's different.
Quite.
It's a morning mojito.
So you walk next door to the finest walk-in humidor if you're into cigars and tobacco there in California, proudly serving the finest in your tobacco needs, Tobacco and Brew, where veterans always get discounts.
Bingo. They're very nice people,
located
too.
At 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Check. And in case you didn't want to go in the humidor but you wanted to pretend like you were in one, you could go to Siskiyou County and go east of town, and you could experience thick smoke. And we have Mr. Ray Haupt on the phone, who is a retired Forest Service ranger and currently getting ready to take a seat on the Board of Supervisors in Siskiyou County. So we thought, hey, we'd have a live fire update.
Hey, good morning, Aaron.
Good morning.
What would you like to know?
Well, I know you're really excited about the management job and the you know, how our forests are being handled, and thrilled with the level of fuel on the ground and all that.
That fire is pretty close to your place, isn't it, Ray?
Yeah, I'm. You know, I've been about a quarter mile from the pre-advisory evacuation notices for a couple weeks now. Scurrying around here, making sure everything's ready to go if we ever got that notice. But fortunate for me, anyway, in Siskiyou County, the log fire that. Closest to my home, looks like they're getting a good handle on it and should be, I think they're projecting containment on the 17th. But that doesn't get us out of the woods, where there's a lot going on, and even picking up new starts probably as we speak from the last round of lightning.
Because, Ray, you had a not you personally, but the county had a number of lightning strikes up there. I think at one time they had like 15 fires that were active, depending on the size of them.
And yesterday I did set in on an in-brief for a new team going to the Beaver Creek fire over on the Klamath River.
Oh.
And what they were bantering about was we've gone through five rounds of lightning now, starting fires, and we have five or six new large fires in Northern California, and three or four of them are on the Klamath again.
Wow.
Happy Camp right now is under some advisories for evacuations, and the fire they have right there is burning right behind town.
Wow. And no loss of life?
No loss of life. Klamath has been good. They've had some, you know, minor injuries and issues, and really no loss of structure.
Either. Oh, that's very good.
Yeah. That's really good track record up here. Nothing like certainly over around Burning.
Right. In fact, thanks, Ray.
Yeah.
In fact, mentioning Burney, the Eiler fire, which burned within about two and a half miles of Burney, is currently 90% contained, and that it burnt up about 32,416 acres that burnt really close. Castle was evacuated, Hat Creek, Old Station, Johnson Park, which is just east of Burney, all those were evacuated, and Burney was on pins and needles. It was getting close to being evacuated. And the men and women of the firefighters, CAL FIRE and U.S. Forest Service, and the many other resources that were pulled in really put up a great defensive line to protect these communities up there, especially Burney, and thwarted the advance of the fire. And we had a little bit of a weather break due to some rain coming in, and now it's 90% contained. I think they're looking at 100% containment maybe tomorrow.
That's kind of great. How close are you guys up there, Ray? Do you is this going to go all summer?
Oh, yeah. You know, projections on the Klamath, typically, we get a little bit of a reduction in fire behavior around September 15th when the fuels start to get shaded because the sun angle changes a bit. But then you get about a 25% chance of a season wetting rain somewhere around the second week in October, but 90% doesn't come until about third week in November.
Yeah, we're in high fire danger right now. The months of August and September here in the North State have usually been the most inflammatory for fires coming on board in the big fires.
Ray, you've been pretty vocal about the amount of fuel load out there. Do you think with this round of fires, it'll help kind of open their eyes a little bit to start reducing some of that out there?
Yeah, boy, I tell you, I'm hoping and praying. I don't know when the American public are going to wake up, but you know, it's a shame that sit here and you know, you never stop fire. Fire is always going to be in the forest, but fire doesn't have to be at the severity that we see it today because of the density of our forests. A little bit of management goes a long way, and I said to a friend the other day working with a water board up here, and I said, you know, which would you rather have? A couple of tractors in the woods under contract, under tight control, under controlled conditions, or do you want 50 cats turned loose in a wildfire just ravaging through the landscape, making a real big mess? And, I mean, that shouldn't be a difficult decision for most people.
No, it's not. And you know, you talk about those dozers. When they move that equipment in on a fire, everything goes. I mean, when they start cutting a line around those fires, it doesn't matter if there's a fence or a landscaped area or whatever it is. They start cutting a line, those dozers don't care. They just take it all out, and it's ugly when it's done.
And on our fire here locally, which is fairly unheard of on the Klamath, I mean, dozers are about the last resort on the Klamath because of the steepness of the terrain. But the log fire and the Whites fire, for almost 3 weeks now, we've had 24 dozers on these fires working on them.
And as these fires get contained in Shasta County, they're releasing more and more resources for other fires, probably heading up your way or other parts of California. I know there's a big complex down in Mendocino County called the Lightning Complex for fires down in that area as well.
Yeah, well, that's the Geographic Area Command in Redding. Command Center there prioritizes fires every morning with all of the incident commanders, and then shifts resources around to protect life and property as the first priority.
You know, and you made an important point of what you're right now. You're ready. You have a go bag, have some things packed, and then if you get the notification, you're set and ready to go in the event that you have to evacuate. And that's the important part of people being prepared and ready to go if they have to evacuate, and following the orders that you're getting from usually law enforcement, making those notifications for evacuations, because then when people don't evacuate, oftentimes firefighters are putting their lives in harm's way trying to get in and protect a structure to be able to evacuate the people that have not evacuated in emergency circumstances, and then that's when you can see loss of life.
Yeah, you know, it's a shame. I know people really protective of their home. I am too. And, you know, the firefighter side of me says, you know, I know I could probably ride it out here and maybe do a good job of protecting my home, but just by staying here adds a complexity to the firefighting that the firefighters don't need.
Right.
And, you know, it diverts their attention to actually probably being more effective in your neighborhood than if you just left.
And usually the firefighters, the teams, they send in to inhabited areas, they send in strike teams, which end up basically camping out in front of a lot of structures for structure protection, if those structures can be protected. But if you have your house that's doesn't have your 100-foot clearance or more, and it's all brush overgrown and trees around it, there's almost no chance of protecting it. They'll move on to what's protectable and savable oftentimes.
Yeah, it's, you know,
I'm scribbling off the list.
Yeah, the big piece of getting ready is what does it look like on your property? My 5 acres, I spent a lot of time last week scraping parts of it down to bare earth, basically, where there was quite a bit of duff built up around the trees. I don't have any trees up close to the house. And I want to make it look like there's a huge welcome sign here for any engine that drives
by. There you are. Yeah. Okay.
Good point. Well, hey, thanks. Thanks for the update, Ray. And
sure.
We're glad we're going to see you on the supervisor's dais here pretty soon. You can help them a lot. You got a ton of expertise.
I'm ready. Can't wait. Serve Siskiyou County, and wanted to say too, John Lopey, our sheriff. Boy, those guys are really strapped with all the evacuation notices.
Oh my gosh, I bet they are.
They're doing an excellent job.
Well, and you have a great department up there. So be safe, and tell everybody hi.
All right.
Thanks.
Have a good day.
A couple years ago, they had a big fire down in Yosemite, the Rim Fire, and they've been clearing a lot of the wood out of there since then. But I understand now they've got another fire burning down inside the park. And, you know, maybe that's what it's going to take for the public to wake up and realize that a lot of these...
We can't hug all the trees.
Well, you've got to manage it. You've got to clean it out. You've got to get contractors in there to clear the brush and reduce these fuel loads.
Or have control burns that help reduce the fuel load within the fire. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm not a fire person, not a forest management person, but I have stayed at Holiday Inn Express on occasion. And so it has to reduce that fuel load out there.
Yeah, they've got to clean it up. And, you know, we took a ride up, I think it was 36 here not too long ago. And you drive up through that Lassen area on the south side there, and it's amazing. You drive by some property, and it's all cleaned out underneath the trees. It's almost park-like. And then you go by other properties, and it's just piles and piles of brush and down trees and logs. And it's like, boy, if a fire ever started there, right, you'd never get it out. And that's what we have to start addressing, because these are just going to become super fires. With that, we got to take a break.
We'll come back, and we'll talk a little bit more about citizen volunteer patrols,
yes,
and being vigilant, and some of the issues that can impact people when they're out there.
Absolutely. Thanks, Tom. You're listening to KCNR 1460 AM, home of Free Fire Media.
Nice job, Willis.
Oh, thank you.
As we girls get older, our eyesight weakens. This requires larger diamonds.
Shop the Gold Mart annual estate sale going on now with thousands of vintage, unique, and one-of-a-kind jewelry items. Special six-month deferred interest financing is available. Like us on Facebook for daily specials, and be sure to sign up in the store for your chance to win a free one-ounce gold bar. Open Monday through Saturday, 9:30 to 5:30. The Gold Mart annual estate sale. Town and Country Center, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Rumor has it, Lulu established a roadhouse to provide good food and drinks in a relaxing atmosphere at affordable prices. Today, Lulu's continues the tradition, serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner 7 days a week with specials posted daily. Lulu's Catering serves special events at your site or in their banquet room with customized menus to fit your budget. And they have the best Bloody Mary in town. Find Lulu's Eating and Drinking Establishment on Pine Street, where Pine meets Cypress Avenue.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Bark and Wine.
Don't forget Brew.
Yes, Brew also. Hoping you will join us Saturday, October 4th at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center for the 7th Annual Haven Humane Wine and Beer Tasting with Sit-Down Dinner, Live and Silent Auction, and Basket Drawings.
This event is our premier fundraising event to help the animal population of our area. For tickets and more information, call Haven Humane Society or go on havenhumane.net.
You did that very well.
Well, I'm not as dumb as you think I am.
Yeah.
Hi, this is Zoe from Zoe's Travel Shop in the Mount Shasta Mall.
We're open 7 days a week for all your traveling needs. Make travel fun where you can find items that are safe and fashionable. We carry brands such as Ex Officio, PacSafe, Dakine, Eagle Creek, and Briggs & Riley. That's Zoe's Travel Shop located in the Mount Shasta Mall.
From city streets to country gravel, your fun begins at Zoe's Travel. And don't forget to check us out on Facebook.
ladies and gentlemen, the story you are about to see is true. The names have been changed to protect the innocent.
Sing it, Jack.
It was a clear and warm day in Redding, California, and I was working the day watch out of the office.
There you go.
It was sunny with a high near 94. Light and variable wind was becoming south to southwest, 5 to 7 miles per hour in the afternoon. You know, I like that theme song. Let's do that again for the weather.
My partners are Aaron and Bill on KCNR 1460.
We're typically doing We the People Radio. Hey,
and this is the city.
And you should tune in Sunday morning, seriously, because we have Evan Say It on Sunday morning. He is a, they call him Seriously Funny. He actually is from New York and moved to Hollywood to produce like Bill Maher and some other guys.
Surely you can't be serious.
Well, that was the problem.
Yes, he is. But don't call her Shirley.
He was a lefty. And then he realized that that made no sense.
What movie?
And the argument made no sense. So now he's a conservative comedian. It should be really, really fun.
Got three conversations going. So we were talking about on the break about Citizens Volunteer Patrol.
Yes.
Always good for everybody, even if they're not involved in Citizens Volunteer Patrol. Always good to be vigilant and be aware of your surroundings, called situational awareness, even when you're uptown shopping or at home. But also, and call that suspicious incident in. We had an incident recently down in Cottonwood where some citizens got involved, chased down a person, took them down to the ground, cuffed them up. They had their own handcuffs, and then called us. And then, oops. And it wasn't oops because they thought that they had a bad guy, and it was just a person who was not wanted. They got their identities mixed up, and they're like,
Sorry.
So that could end up being
Brush your pants off.
Yeah, that could end up exposing them to lawsuits, possible criminal charges of assault, false imprisonment, false arrest, things like that. And so that's why we want to leave it to the professionals. The officers are trained. That's what we go to school for. That's what we're trained for. That's where our expertise is in, and report those suspicious circumstances. Also, another important thing is there's a scam going around. And so you may get another scam. And here, it's been down in Butte County. Now it's trickling up here. So someone may get a phone call that said, hey, you failed to show up for jury duty. And there's a warrant out for your arrest. And if you send in $1,000 or $1,500, whatever they think they can milk out of you, go down to the store and buy some Visa credit cards, put $1,000 on them, and give me the number. And then you send them the number. Then you're out.
That really sounds legit.
There's already been some people that have been some scammed here in Shasta County.
Are you kidding?
No, I mean, I'm serious. There's been there's been several reports to Redding Police Department. We've had a press release out through Redding Police Department. We're putting another one out today through the Sheriff's Office for the alert of this scam. It's been down in Butte County. Some people have been scammed. One here in Shasta County is a senior citizen and been a law-abiding citizen, and he ended up sending some money there. And it's a shame because most of the time most people don't have $500 to $1,500 bucks to send off and
For
jury duty. They said there's a warrant out for their arrest, and so they scare them and get them to go down to a store, purchase a credit card, debit card, and send in the number. Then they cash. They use what we call burner phones, prepaid cell phones, so they're hard to trace.
So if somebody got something like that, they should do what with it?
They should call.
Do they call them or do they mail it to them?
They call them over. They call them on the phone and say, hey, here's the card number, ABC12345. And then they go and cash that immediately. And then they've been bilked out of $1,000.
But I mean, like at the beginning, do the criminals do
criminals,
they,
criminals
they
do a random call and say, hey, Johnny Jones, this is Lieutenant Jones from the Sheriff's Office. And there's a warrant out for your arrest because you failed to show up for jury duty. And they scare them and intimidating. It's high pressure. And they're fast talking, and then they work their way into getting scammed.
Wow.
And so been probably 8-10 calls made here into the Sheriff's Office and Redding Police. Some have not been a victim, but others have been a victim of this, and I'm sure there's some people that have been a victim and have just not reported it yet because they may be embarrassed, but we need that information to try and track them down.
So call the police department or the sheriff's department?
Depends on where you live. So, yes, call into your local law enforcement agency.
Okay.
At our Shascom Dispatch Center, that is 245-6540, 245-6540, and that gets you Reading Police, Anderson Police, and Shasta County Sheriff's Office, and report that in. It's very important.
So yeah, we'll definitely keep our ear to the ground on that one.
Nice.
So what's going on at the jail? So we have a project going on. We're in the process of developing some architectural plans for a 64-bed facility, for a medium security 64-bed facility for sentenced people for adult rehabilitation through AB 109. And that'll still take a few years to build through the process. And right now we're going through a traffic study and getting ready for the plans and have to do a CEQA study. But right now we're full. We need basically pretrial beds yesterday. And so I'm looking at some options of, can we use an existing county building? Can we use an my detention annex, which holds my patrol operations right now because it was closed in the 1990s as a detention annex, and can we upgrade that? What's the cost to it? And you still have to operate it, so you still have to hire people. Or can you bring in some temporary modular-type facilities? And they make modular jails too, but you still have the cost of that, have to set them up proper, and then still have to have people to hire them. So that still takes a little bit of time. We're looking at our options. We're trying to
Now, is that annex down there, does it actually have jail – I mean, barred –
No.
Holding cells?
No, they were dormitory cells.
Right, that's what I thought.
So medium security there as well.
So it would have to be upgraded even
Well, you can still make it medium security for those what we call lower-level offenders that go out, and they're not a huge risk there. So, and if they escape, then they're looking at prison as well.
Then, yeah.
So a lot of options, but we're not alone. The big thing is operational costs. There was another county down in the Sierra Nevada area, in the foothills, that had to turn back their money they got from the state because they can't afford to operate a jail. And so they said, thanks or no thanks. Just like the Board of Supervisors did a few years ago, we had a $30 million funding from the state to build a 232-bed jail, $30 million, but it was going to cost about $6 to $8 million a year to operate. And they said, we can't afford thank you very much, state. And we don't want your $30 million, but we desperately need a jail. The operational cost is what's the killers for the counties, especially small counties. L.A. County, just before prison realignment, was at about 80, 90% capacity of their jail, and now they're at 100-plus percent. They have 40,000 releases per year due to they don't have capacity, 40,000.
So is this what they want to use the tax rate increase for? Is
part of it
operational?
That was I attended the city council meeting. They eventually voted on to put a quarter-cent sales tax on the ballot for the city of Reading. So county residents in the unincorporated area will not vote on that. Only city of Reading voting constituents will vote on it. Quarter-cent sales tax will raise predicted about $5 million per year in sales tax, and then the Mayor Bozzetti's wish is to use some of it to help out Reading Police Department for some community service officers, maybe some police officers, and then the other part could, if they get an agreement between the county and the city, again, if all this passes, and then use some of that money for GPS ankle bracelets, out-of-county bed space, which we contract with about five other counties for out-of-county beds for sentenced people. That may help relieve some of the crowding in our jail due to long-term sentences. Right now, we spend between $500,000 and $600,000 a year sending people out of county to out-of-county beds because we simply don't have the space.
So the money to operate would be money that would come from the county, not the city.
That's correct.
Right.
And that's the multi-million-dollar question. Where's that money
come
from?
Because come from?
We've been in this great recession for a number of years. Mm-hmm. Property taxes are down. County revenues are down. We are making a little bit of a comeback statewide from the recession, but it's a very slow growth, so it's not going to be a springboard. And so the revenues just aren't there for the counties, especially the small rural counties, which are usually about 5 years or so behind the metropolitan areas like Los Angeles, the Bay Area, and Sacramento.
How big of a bump in budget is it if you were going to add that type of bed space?
We're looking at over $2 million for the 64-bed facility and operational costs. As it gets closer to we get the plans and what we need for staffing and food costs and everything, that'll get dialed in a little tighter. The jail's budget's about $13.5 million for those 343 beds. Wow. We're coming up towards the end of the hour. It's been a great time here on KCNR. Thanks Free Fire Radio, 1460 AM with Aaron
job.
And Bill.
You forgot to say Shasta Redding.
Yeah. See, this is not for the layman. You leave that part to the professionals.
Tom sits in, too. He's a guest hoster.
You hook him up. I'll line him up, okay?
Thanks, Savannah. Oh, and we want to say Redding Crown Motors is awesome, but they got cheated out of their commercial. They'll get to you next hour. Thanks, guys.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. As they release the name of the officer who shot and killed an 18-year-old unarmed black man in Ferguson, Missouri.
The officer that was involved in the shooting of Michael Brown was Darren Wilson.
Police have also released surveillance video of a strong-arm robbery prior to the shooting. Police suspect Brown of involvement in the crime, during which a box of cigars was stolen and a convenience store clerk roughed up. In Winchester, Virginia, authorities say a county deputy sheriff shot his 16-year-old daughter after mistaking her for an intruder, then crashed his car while rushing her to the hospital. The teen is in stable condition. Her father was not hurt. Following Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki's decision to step down, Iraq's incoming prime minister is calling for national unity. And former U.S.-Iraq Ambassador David Newton says now there's a chance for at least partial unity.
If there is at least a try, and is a government put together which brings in significant Sunnis and Kurds, we're not going to get by any means a completely reunited Iraq. It's, I think, going to be more federal than it was, but hopefully it won't break apart.
Also at SRNnews.com, Hamas negotiators are consulting with the group's leadership in Qatar on a proposal for a long-term truce with Israel. Israel and Hamas continue to observe a 5-day temporary ceasefire as indirect peace talks in Cairo continue. Ukraine's president says most of the Russian artillery and military vehicles that crossed into the country during the night have been destroyed by Ukrainian artillery. On Wall Street, stocks are lower. The Dow is down about 123 points. This is SRN News.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels, America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
In a world where God, free will, and love were outlawed, one person would learn the truth. Secrets would be revealed.
The way things look and the way things are very different.
To save his world and the child who held the future, he had to risk his life.
You can stop this. You can change things.
To restore what had been lost. Based on the worldwide best-selling book, Meryl Streep, Jeff Bridges, The Giver. Rated PG-13. Parents strongly cautioned. Now playing. More information at Walden.com.
Hamas negotiators are consulting with the group's leadership in Qatar on a proposal for a long-term truce with Israel. Israel and Hamas observing a 5-day temporary ceasefire as indirect talks in Cairo continue. Ukraine says its border guards will inspect a controversial Russian aid convoy parked at the frontier.
The deal is that those trucks with their Russian drivers only, no other accompanying staff, will be allowed to drive across the border into the rebel-held section of eastern Ukraine and taken to a Red Cross base in the rebel-held section of eastern Ukraine. There the trucks will be unloaded, the goods handed to the Red Cross, and the trucks will be allowed to drive straight back to Russia. That is the deal. The problem is trying to ensure security for that convoy, and the Red Cross say that could take a week and maybe much longer.
That's the BBC's Daniel Sanford reporting from Moscow. This is SRN News. The Postal Service is apologizing for erroneously telling customers it was halting mail service to Israel during the Gaza conflict.
In a statement, the agency said it did not temporarily suspend mail delivery to Israel on July 22nd and 23rd when the FAA implemented a flight ban to the country. Postal Service spokeswoman Darlene Casey also acknowledged that not all local branches might have understood the policy for sending mail to Israel. The Anti-Defamation League says it is still getting reports from around the country that customers trying to send mail to Israel are being turned away. Casey says any post office that might have turned away customers did so in error. Linda Kenyon, SRN News.
President Obama travels to Estonia next month, part of U.S. efforts to reaffirm security commitments to Baltic nations following Russia's threatening moves in Ukraine. Nations in the region on edge about their security. More details at
And now it's time for our Wells Fargo Market Minute with Cameron Milden. Good morning, Cameron.
Good morning. Markets are actually down on some geopolitical tensions. The Dow Jones Industrial Average has turned down to 107, down to 16,606. The NASDAQ is down 21 points to 44.32. The S&P 500 down 6 points to 19.49. Oil is up 59 cents to 94.67 a barrel. Gold is down $3 to $13.09 an ounce, while silver is down 6 cents to $19.73 an ounce. The 10-year Treasury is now at 2.32% yield. And on the earnings front, we have JCPenney's down 37 cents to $9.37 a share. Estee Lauder is down 33 cents to $75.58. And Nordstrom down $2.82 to $65.87. This has been your market update from Cameron Middleton at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Thank you, Cameron. You can listen for our Wells Fargo Market Minute weekday mornings at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:05 here on KCNR, brought to you by Wells Fargo Advisors. You can give them a call at 243-7561. And now it's time for Agenda 21 with Paul Preston.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
2-1-1-0.
Not too long ago, two friends of mine were talking to a Cuban refugee, a businessman who had escaped from Castro. And in the midst of his story, one of my friends turned to the other and said, "We don't know how lucky we are." And the Cuban stopped and said, "How lucky you are. I had some place to escape to." And in that sentence, he told us the entire story. If we lose freedom here, there's no place to escape to. This is the last stand on earth.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
In the original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
These government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City. But it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one community at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, those totalitarians, they are out there, but you know what? They're stumbling, they're falling. And the reason is because you're getting the information out about them. You're identifying them. You're understanding what is going on, and you're spreading the word. You know, it's one person at a time. One person at a time, one community at a time that will stop the totalitarians. I'm telling you this. I know a lot of people say, that, you know, Paul, that just isn't possible. Hey, word of mouth is the best way to communicate. It's not necessarily by your computers, but, you know, you can listen to people. And then once you get that good information, once you find out the truth, you have to spread the information around. It always works. And it always is 100% a surety against the totalitarians when you're telling the truth. That's what they hate. They don't want you to know the truth. And as we get into the radio show today, we're going to be talking about, well, the President of the United States, and now he really doesn't want you to know about the truth. But, you know, as you listen to the show and you find out what the truth really is, then all of a sudden it kind of puts him in a little bit different perspective. So for those of you that have never heard the show, well, get ready, because, you know, we tell the truth on this radio show about the President and about the totalitarians and what they're trying to do. And, oh, get the tinfoil hats on if you want. Go ahead and say, oh, the Agenda 21 people, they don't understand what they're talking about. And, oh, there's this conspiracy called Agenda 21. It really, you know, I got to make a comment. This radio show started when I interviewed Heather Goss. And when I interviewed Heather Goss, and she's of the East Bay Tea Party Patriots, and she's very much into the Agenda 21 issue, she introduced me to Rosa Corey. So I was doing another radio show at the time called The Inside Education Show. I immediately, once I interviewed them, understood what was going on with the United Nations Agenda 21. Just because of my life experiences and things like that and understanding totalitarians and stuff. So I said, you know what? I went to them and I said, I'm starting a new radio show called Agenda 21. And it's about the American agenda for the 21st century. Kind of to counter the United Nations Agenda 21. But the thing that really kind of cracks me up is that you still have all these people out there on the left, the Clintoniskis, in, you know, for sure, that are still out there saying that all of us who talk about the United Nations Agenda 21 as a conspiracy theory, well, we're just tinfoil hat people. It's really kind of funny, 2.5, 3 years later after we started this radio show, to look back and look at the writings of some of these people. You know, and I was reading some this morning, some of the writings, and I get into the nitty-gritty of the writer and who he is. Well, he used to work for Bill Clinton in the White House during the 1990s. I thought, well, you know, he now writes for Yahoo, MSNBC, and so on. We're going to be talking about that little thing in maybe next week, because we're going to be interviewing some people that, well, that have an association with that writer. So I can't really spill the beans right now. But it is kind of unique, and kind of we don't see too much of that anymore. You know, us conspiracy theorists out there. Because as Rosa Corey says, it's now turned into conspiracy fact, and that is a fact. So when we start throwing the facts at them, guess what? They start to cave. And that's what we want to see with these totalitarians. We want to see them buckle at the knees, and we will do that. We will give them information overload with all the facts and information. And by the way, if you haven't checked what's going on with the President of the United States, his polling numbers have tumbled and are continuing to tumble. And when we get into the next couple of segments, we're going to ensure that his polling numbers go down even more. Because once again, the President of the United States has decided to take it upon himself and throw out the race card. Yep, the race card's here. We've all known this. We've all seen it. We've seen it two other big times before. And now we have it in Ferguson. Now, I haven't said much about the rioting going on in Ferguson. I said, you know, the same things I said about the Trayvon Martin situation, in that I didn't have all the facts to make comments when it was early on, in the first couple of days of the rioting. This all started last Saturday. A young man, his name was Brown, was shot. He was killed. And immediately, rioting broke out all over the place. And the usual suspects start to show up. You have Jesse Jackson, you have Al Sharpton, you have Eric Holder, and you have the President of the United States. Race hustling is promoted instantaneously. exactly what happened. Well, actually, a little bit more proficiently this time than what happened in Trayvon Martin's case, and we'll talk about that. Out comes the Department of Justice and their little people, their little minions. They have a little committee that comes out and goes right into the community right away to stir up trouble. Yeah, and we pay for that. We pay for that. They were not really effective so much when Trayvon Martin, but in this case, they were a little bit more effective to stir up trouble. And then when the rioting started, outsiders come in. That always happens in every one of these riots. Well, when the President of the United States spoke yesterday, it was just a continuation of what we've seen with Trayvon Martin, the race hustling by our President of the United States, the most divisive president ever, in my opinion. And we're going to break out some of the facts when we come back from the break. Also, we've got Andrew Langley, who is going to be with us. He is the president of the Liberty Institute. He's going to be with us in the third hour. We're going to be talking about Nancy Pelosi and all the spending that goes on and kind of, I guess, all the craziness, you know. Nancy Pelosi, very interesting woman. I got to see her and sit just a couple of feet away from her at a convention one time. She got up and spoke, no teleprompter, and did an absolutely fabulous job. Great speech, great presentation. 180 degrees different from what you see on TV. So we'll be talking to him about her. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Coming Saturday, August 30th, to Wind River Casino in Redding, California, is the Liberty Tour. Sponsored by Agenda 21 Radio, the Liberty Tour allows you to join the discussion to save America. Featuring speakers who address our most pressing issues, the Liberty Tour will allow you to become armed with the information you need to help save America and keep her the exceptional country she is. To purchase tickets, go to www.agenda21radio.com or call 530-605-4565 or go to the studios of KCNR at 1326 Market Street, Redding, California. Again, tickets are available at www.agenda21radio.com or call 530-605-4565 or visit the KCNR studios at 1326 Market Street, Redding, California. The Liberty Tour. Hear the truth. Take a stand.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a bill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a bill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Looking for a firearm or firearm accessories? Looking for holsters, cleaning supplies, ammo, and range bags? Well, come on in to Shooter's Paradise. We'll help you find what you're looking for. We offer classes for firearm instruction, cleaning classes, and concealed weapons classes. We also do special classes like multi-state CCW class and the upcoming women's pistol shooting and women's self-defense class. We carry a variety of firearm manufacturers, including Kimber, Glock, Springfield, Rock Island, Smith & Wesson, Ruger, and many more. Don't forget about the indoor shooting range and the full wall of firearm rentals. Something new at Shooter's Paradise is Laser Shot, a virtual shooting room filled with skill building, drills, and hundreds of types of scenarios. Come check out the retail store at 1407A Calusa Avenue or visit our website at shootersparadise.us.
150 million people suffer from headaches. All you want is for the pounding in your head to stop.
Migralax stops the pounding. Migralax was developed by a neurologist and founder of the New York Headache Center.
I'm neurologist Dr. Alex Malskopf. After studying and researching the human brain for 25 years, I've developed Migralax, which eliminates pounding headaches. It works for my patients, and I'm so convinced it will work for you, I don't just guarantee it, I put my name on it.
Dr. Malskopf's Migralax gets rid of headaches fast without harsh caffeine, sodium, or preservatives.
Migralax works unbelievably fast, and it's gentle on my stomach.
Find out how to get your free bottle of Migralax. Call 800-559-3307. Plus, if you're one of the first 100 callers, you'll also receive the Migralax Quick Tips to Headache Relief absolutely free. That's 800-559-3307. Or go to MigralaxRelief.com. M-I-G-R-A-L-E-X Relief.com. Or call 800-559-3307.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Okay, let's get into this Ferguson business. And I said I would earlier in the week talk about it. I have a way of handling the president. I learned this from the first time that he jumped in right in the middle of a law enforcement issue as the president of the United States, a local law enforcement issue in which he had no business being in there. Now that I've said that, you probably know where I'm going with this. The president of the United States, chief law enforcement officer of the country, has no business interfering with local level police. That's just my opinion. Unless it's something that's really egregious. You know, I know that at the time of the L.A. riots, you know, there was the president was commenting then, and then you had other circumstances that developed and some other issues. But, you know, it was long after the event took place. It was not when the event took place. And when police were in the middle of investigating, the president always does this, apparently. This is the third time we've seen this. We saw it when the Henry Louis Gates situation came up. We saw it certainly in the Trayvon Martin and one other issue, which I'll play the clip that you'll hear in a little bit, came up. So now, here it is. It's almost a week later after this incident in which this young man, Brown, was fatally shot. And we didn't know what happened. And I expressed on air at the time, I think it was very appropriate, that you know, condolences go out to the family. We don't know what happened. This is a tragedy. We all understand. We really feel the pain and what it sounds like. You know, if it's that's true, then, you know, gosh, this officer, you know, may have done something really bad. You know, I mean, you know, but you don't know what the facts really are. So you have to hold back. I'm just being reasonable. I think that's just what you have to do. And I, you know, I've worked with law enforcement a lot in my career, and I know what these guys go through. And I've stood shoulder to shoulder in some dangerous moments with officers, guns out, things like that. I mean, that's pretty scary for me. I'm not a police officer. You know, I didn't play one in the movies, but I've been in those situations in my position as a school administrator before. It's not a pretty deal. But so this is the risk they take. This is what they do. They have tough jobs. There's no doubt about it. Now, a couple of things. We had rioting going on. One of the things that was really demonstrated very early on in this situation with the rioting, which no one seems to be willing to talk about, I guess maybe they do now. They are seeing something. People are a little bit disturbed about what they were seeing during the rioting, and that's the use of all this heavy tactical equipment by the police. This is Obama's police state at work. This is what they had envisioned when Obama became president, and even before this, that there's going to be an influx of tactical equipment to the local policing authorities. And also, why do you think the Obama administration has been buying billions of rounds of ammunition of various sorts and types? Why? Well, because the original plan was to arm all the divisions of the federal government. Everybody gets a gun. It becomes a police force. I mean, what the Department of Education has SWAT teams? The U.S. Department of Education has SWAT teams? They go out and enforce what? Attendance laws? Hello? I mean, you know, so that's called a clue that something is up with the militarization of our federal government and the local governments, the local agencies out there. Everybody's a SWAT team member now, right? Everybody has a SWAT team. overwhelming force and yada, yada. All this stuff is going on. Everybody's tacticaled up. So I think with the Ferguson riots, what we have seen, especially the first couple of nights, you saw guys up on these big old MRAPs because the Ferguson police have them. Where'd they get them from? The federal government. And the federal government's been more than happy under this administration to get all that military gear into the, well, into the hands of law enforcement. Heavy grade military gear. Why do you think they did that? Well, I think that really one of the biggest things that's going to come out of this is the blow up of the plan by the President of the United States to use all this tactical equipment to somehow destroy America, to somehow use it against the citizens of the United States. Because we saw a demonstration of that the other night with the tactically equipped Ferguson Police Department sitting on top of MRAPs with, yep, snipers. What's that about? These people are American citizens. They may be rioting, and they may be burning down buildings and committing crimes, but they're American citizens. I don't think we need to be using sniper weapons pointed directly at our citizens. I think it disturbed everybody, because what's happening today, oh, guess what? There is bipartisan support. Now, what that means is Republicans and Democrats are saying, whoa, we're going to put a stop to this program that's out there where the Pentagon is putting tactical equipment, military equipment, into police forces. I think that's a good thing for freedom and liberty, because I don't think the police need to be so heavily armed in this United States of America. Now, that's my thought on this, because the more they're armed like that, guess what? The more in danger we probably are. And we're starting to see that more and more and more across the country. Now, is it being misplaced, misdirected? Absolutely. We're tactically arming all of our police forces, and at the same time, we have a wide-open border in which MS-13 is coming across. They're being invited to come across, and Hamas and Hezbollah and other terrorist organizations are known, and they're coming in cells here in the United States of America. What is wrong with that picture? Well, what is wrong with that picture is that somebody wants to destroy this country from within by inviting the externals out. Now, I'll get to the riots. Early on, reports from Ferguson were saying they'd won. Black leaders in Ferguson did not want Al Sharpton there. Thank you very much. They were very, very clear about that. That's an important thing. They were also saying, and the police were saying this, that the rioters that they were arresting were all convicted before of other crimes. And all of them came, all the ones that they arrested came from outside Ferguson. Now, we're getting a tale here of several things happening, the dynamics happening that you might not understand. Outsiders are coming in, doing a lot of rioting, doing a lot of damaging, and you have also this heavily armed, tactically equipped police force doing nothing but aggravating the citizens out there. So what happens? The head of the highway patrol comes in and says, wait a minute, I'm going to be running this show now. And he happens to be a local, yeah, there. He is from that area. And he pulls everybody back. And last night, what happened? You guys go out and protest all you want. Have at it. Just don't do any damage. I'll back you up. No problem. No police. No police presence out there. No tactical. And you know what happened? Peaceful protests. Diffuse the whole thing. You know, we don't need to have the militarization of the police forces out there. And when we do have the militarization of the police forces, let's make sure we're going after the right people. Let's make sure we're going after the cartels who are growing tons and tons and tons and tons and tons of marijuana up in the foothills of the Sierra Nevadas and all throughout California. They're heavily armed. And what damage are they doing to the environment? I'm just, you know, sort of throwing that out there to you. We're turning all this equipment on the citizens. That's not what we want. Now, I think that has been demonstrated. Now, we've got this bipartisan Republican Democrats are saying, we're going to put this to rest. And now there's something moving through Congress to tell the Pentagon, knock this off. The program's got to stop. So the Pentagon has been given notice, no more militarization of the police forces. Now, whether or not that's going to stand, I do not know. But this President Barack Hussein Obama, who's just loving this program, not going to set well with anybody else out there, Republican or Democrat, and it should not. It should not. Now, we're going to come back on the break, and we're going to listen to who this officer was who shot Mr. Brown. And what are the ramifications of that? We're going to get into Obama and his interference at the local level, which can't happen. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Said he loved his newly purchased travel trailer until he towed it. Now I hate it because it swayed and shimmied so badly it shook the truck. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Our inspection revealed the rear axle was tracking straight ahead, but the front axle was pointed 1/2 inch to the left. The axles were working against each other for direction of travel, a dangerous condition. We corrected the tracking so both axles worked together. When the owner came to get his trailer, we asked him to call us after he had towed the trailer. Customer satisfaction is important. He called later and said, "It felt like a different trailer. It's perfect. I love it again." Coachmaster is a complete body and paint shop featuring the largest frame machine in Northern California, utilizing laser beams and 3D imaging for accuracy. Computerized paint matching too, of course. Redding, California.
Mary's great-grandsons, Vincent and Luigi here, telling everyone about Mary's Pizza Shack's 55th anniversary Sonoma Getaway Giveaway.
What's the getaway?
Visit Mary's before August 25th and enter to win one of our weekly prize packs.
With the $55 gift certificate.
Or the grand prize of a weekend for four in Sonoma at the Fairmont Sonoma Mission Inn.
What was it like back in the day?
Mary made her homemade pizzas, pastas, and salads with her secret family recipes.
So good.
Mary was one of the nicest people you ever met. Sounds like Nani. What about the meatballs? Were they as big as my head?
Luigi, nobody can see how big your head is on the radio.
Oh.
Stop by your favorite shack to enter Mary's 55th anniversary Sonoma Getaway Giveaway. And thank you to all of our customers over the years.
Original recipes. Original shack. Mary's Pizza Shack. Complete menu available for dine-in, takeout, and delivery in downtown Reading and at the Shasta outlets on Highway 273.
No purchase necessary to win. For complete rules and alternate form of entry, visit MarysPizzaShack.com.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange has always believed that peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store with locations in Reading, Chico, Corning, and we're happy to announce the reopening of our store in the Holiday Shopping Center in Palo Cedro. To celebrate this, we're giving away a free personal stainless steel water filter bottle, a $32 value, with the purchase of a 200-serving emergency food bucket while supplies last. These are a convenient and versatile food storage product. Just add hot water for quick meals at home or grab and go if you have to evacuate. And don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located on East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza. And once again in Palo Cedro at the Holiday Market Center. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
Ah yes, this is the life. Sun, surf, sand, living on island time. It's good to take a break. Yeah, maybe someday, but right now, there's work to be done. And if you're a business owner, you know that presenting a professional appearance can make all the difference in the world. That goes double for your office. Usually it's the very first impression people get of your company. Join the dozens of North State businesses that have their commercial spaces professionally cleaned by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Since 1987, Maui Bob and his team have embraced the Aloha spirit, putting their clients first with an emphasis on customer satisfaction. And who knows if your business is more successful because your offices reflect that attention to detail that professional office cleaning gives, maybe you will have more time for that island getaway. Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, on the web at MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Blessing and the Agenda 21 Show.
Ace is here. He took no questions. He alluded to perhaps another press conference later this afternoon for maybe some sort of statement and a question and answer then. But how do we now figure in this whole robbery incident that he just described to us 2 hours before the fatal shooting?
Well, that seems to be one link that hasn't been provided thus far. People have said that this that Michael Brown was stopped for no reason. Now he filled in that link, that they, Michael Brown fit at least the description of someone involved in a strong arm robbery just a short time before. So that provides the motivation for stopping him on the street. What you didn't get a lot as far as what happened with this altercation, with the incident in which there were shootings, other than the fact that he once again went back to the fact that the officer himself, we now know his name, Darren Wilson, was treated for injuries. Those injuries we heard before were injuries to his face, consistent with the idea that he had been hit in the face. And that fits the narrative that there was a struggle in the police cruiser. We don't know necessarily that it was in the back of the police cruiser. Something I can tell you from listening to what's going on behind me is that the crowd is not satisfied with the amount of information that came out thus far. I hear people shouting at the police officer. Lori, do you think we can zoom in and get a shot of that?
Well, we'll zoom in right here with our ears, and I'll let you know that nobody's really happy. That came out this morning. The police chief came out and gave their initial report. They had some documents that they passed out to the press out there. They named one of the shooter. His name is they named the shooter Hill is his name, and he is a 6-year veteran of the police force. That's all they did. They didn't say too much about him or his experience. No discipline issues, I think, is what the comment was. So we don't know. We just really don't know. Other than now, we have this influence where you have this possibility that he may have been involved in a strong arm robbery. My understanding is there's video of this, and something happened. We don't know. It's not clear yet, so I'm not going to comment. There's injuries now that's been reported by the officer. Perhaps that the story that we're hearing that there is some reaching into the car. I don't understand the story. It doesn't make a lot of sense where the officer's inside his car, and for some reason Brown is doing something with the officer inside his car through his window. That whole scenario just doesn't make a lot of sense to me. And then it doesn't make a lot of sense as people are saying that Brown takes off running and the officer shoots him once, and then Brown stands up and pulls up his arms and the officer turns around and continues to shoot him. So my notion of how that works with law enforcement, that just doesn't necessarily fit. But I don't know the facts, and nobody else does right now. There's not a lot of witnesses. There are some, but we don't know everything. And this is where I think what we need to do is let this be investigated. You know, let's investigate this. Now, we have another clip about Obama on the Gates issue. Now, I want you to understand something. We're right in the middle of this. This just happened a couple of days ago. Okay, this is an incident. This is at a press conference where the President of the United States, July 19th, 2009, okay, he's in the press. This is when he did press conferences in the big hall, the White House there, when all the press was around, kind of Kennedy style. And he was still the sweetheart of the press. So listen to this. And this is the Gates issue. Remember this? This is where they ended up drinking beer in the back of the White House lawn back there. And the situation was is that Gates crawled through his house window to get inside his house because he didn't have his keys, and he ended up getting arrested. But this is what the president had to say about this. This was 3 days after the event took place.
Recently, Professor Henry Louis Gates Jr. was arrested at his home in Cambridge. What does that incident say to you, and what does it say about race relations in America?
Well, I should say at the outset that Skip Gates is a friend, so I may be a little biased here. I don't know all the facts. What's been reported, though, is that the guy forgot his keys, jimmied his way to get into the house. There was a report called into the police station that there might be a burglary taking place. So far, so good, right? I mean, if I was trying to jigger into, well, I guess this is my house now, so it probably wouldn't happen. But let's say my old house in Chicago. Here I'd get shut. But so far, so good. They're reporting. The police are doing what they should. There's a call. They go investigate what happens. My understanding is at that point, Professor Gates is already in his house. The police officer comes in. I'm sure there's some exchange of words. But my understanding is that Professor Gates then shows his ID to show that this is his house. And at that point, he gets arrested for disorderly conduct. Charges which are later dropped. Now, I don't know, not having been there and not seeing all the facts, what role race played in that, but I think it's fair to say, number one, any of us would be pretty angry. Number two, that the Cambridge police acted stupidly in arresting somebody when there was already proof that they were in their own home. And number three, what I think we know separate and apart from this incident, is that there is a long history in this country of African Americans and Latinos being stopped by law enforcement disproportionately.
Well, stopped disproportionately. That was in 2009. Okay, the incident took place on July 16th. This is 2009. That press conference is being held July 19th, 2009. Notice the laughter, you know, joking around, yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. Well, that was 2009. Fast forward to 2014. We're going to get to that in a second. But here's my point. The president had no business doing that. Absolutely no business as the president of the United States doing that. He had no business to interfere. He had no place. To me, what he was doing was playing the race card. Because what does he go on to? Well, he attacks the police department, said they acted stupidly. He's not there. He doesn't know what the facts are. Look, I've been involved in these kind of things, in police actions and so on, and I know what goes down. And I can't talk about it until there's an investigation or whatever. And the same with school business. Can't talk about it. Can't do anything about it. Everybody runs around speculating. And that's what he's doing here, acting stupidly. And, of course, when it comes out on the record, the police weren't acting stupidly at all. They were doing exactly as they should as police. Yet, what is he doing? He's ripping them. And he does that every single time. He did that in Trayvon Martin, and he did it in the Ferguson riot situation, which we're going to talk about when we come back. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
No college degree and mid-career? Make the choice that can make a difference this year. With an ITT Technical Institute near you. At ITT Tech, we offer programs of study in fields including information technology, electronics technology, drafting and design, business, criminal justice, nursing, and the growing field of health sciences. And now, ITT Tech is helping reduce the cost of education with a new ITT Tech Opportunity Scholarship. The scholarship can help lower your education costs dramatically. We've always believed pursuing an education is a sound investment. And now, with the ITT Tech Scholarship. Education could be in your future. To find out more about the Opportunity Scholarship at ITT Tech for yourself, just call 800-658-8230. That's 800-658-8230. With the ITT Tech Opportunity Scholarship. Now, it's your turn. 800-658-8230. How are we doing? For more information about graduation rates, the median debt of students who completed the program, please visit programinfo.itt-tech.edu.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Coming Saturday, August 30th, to Wind River Casino in Redding, California, is the Liberty Tour. Sponsored by Agenda 21 Radio, the Liberty Tour allows you to join the discussion to save America. Featuring speakers who address our most pressing issues, the Liberty Tour will allow you to become armed with the information you need to help save America and keep her the exceptional country she is. To purchase tickets, go to www.agenda21radio.com or call 530-605-4565 or go to the studios of KCNR at 1326 Market Street, Redding, California. Again, tickets are available at www.agenda21radio.com or call 530-605-4565 or visit the KCNR studios at 1326 Market Street, Redding, California. The Liberty Tour. Hear the truth. Take a stand.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio, right here on KCNR 1460 AM.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio, and we're talking about what's going on in Ferguson. We're talking about the President of the United States really acting poorly, in my judgment, and actually sending out signals to the rioters that it's okay. He's got your back. He's got their back. And basically making the police look like the bad guys. We saw this with Gates, and we saw it with Trayvon Martin. Now, this clip we've got here is the President of the United States after the trial of George Zimmerman, and the verdict is in. But listen to what he has to say. Now, remember, there's already a call that's gone out. This is a monumental moment in American history, I might add, ladies and gentlemen, that at this point in time, remember the George Zimmerman shooting was February 26, 2012. Now we've gone forward a year. Now, this is what the president is saying. But keep in mind, what he's trying to do is, well, you already have Sharpton and Jackson say, well, there's going to be demonstrations the following Saturday in 100 cities across the nation. This is what the president has to say, though. Listen up.
I want to make sure that, once again, I send my thoughts and prayers, as well as Michelle's, to the family of Trayvon Martin. And to remark on the incredible grace and dignity with which they've dealt with the entire situation. I can only imagine what they're going through, and it's remarkable how they've handled it. The second thing I want to say is to reiterate what I said on Sunday, which is there are going to be a lot of arguments about the legal issues in the case. I'll let all the legal analysts and talking heads address those issues. The judge conducted the trial in a professional manner. The prosecution and the defense made their arguments. The juries were properly instructed that in a case such as this, reasonable doubt was relevant, and they rendered a verdict. And once the jury's spoken, that's how our system works. But I did want to just talk a little bit about context and how people have responded to it and how people are feeling. When Trayvon Martin was first shot, I said that this could have been my son. Another way of saying that is Trayvon Martin could have been me 35 years ago. And when you think about why, in the African-American community at least, there's a lot of pain around what happened here, I think it's important to recognize that the African-American community is looking at this issue through a set of experiences and a history that doesn't go away.
No, and it doesn't go away. But neither do the last time I checked last weekend, there were 12 blacks that were killed in Chicago. Kids. Let's let that one sink in for a minute. Have we heard the President of the United States say anything about what's going on with the criminal activities by cartels and others in Chicago? America's biggest killing field. Has the tightest gun regulations, of course, because you can't have the law-abiding citizens with any guns there to protect themselves. So the criminals have guns. It's just rampant gun use. Where is the president when he talks about the blacks that are killing blacks, cartels, Hispanics, that are killing blacks, blacks killing Hispanics? It's a shooting gallery. Innocent people are dying in Chicago, but the president says nothing. You know, this is the prima facie evidence of his racism and his trying to provoke people into doing unnecessary illegal acts, in my opinion. He has no business jumping in the middle of a situation to flame racial hatred. He did it in the whole thing with Gates. He's doing it here in Ferguson, and he did it in Trayvon Martin. It was pretty obvious. I said that this day, when I saw that press conference, he's trying to incite people to riot. That's what I said. Now, what happened with George Zimmerman that happened last night in Ferguson? Well, what happened was they got sick and tired of the President of the United States coming out and being a racist. And I'm talking about the black people in the community. And I think this whole nation is, too, because now what we have is we don't have laughter from the press any longer. The press have turned against the president on this issue. No more race baiting is going to be appreciated by the President of the United States, and the press has turned on him. We have some clips we're going to share about that, because clearly the press is saying, wait a minute, there's something clearly wrong here. Well, there were no riots that occurred on that following Saturday after that trial. There were no riots. Because why? The mainstream media lost its impact. It lost its effect, and people were getting news and information and already made up their minds about what happened with Trayvon Martin. They did research. They listened to radio shows like this one. And we dug and we dug and we found the truth. And people believed it. We'll be back.
Looking for a firearm or firearm accessories? Looking for holsters, cleaning supplies, ammo, and range bags? Well, come on in to Shooter's Paradise. We'll help you find what you're looking for. We offer classes for firearm instruction, cleaning classes, and concealed weapons classes. We also do special classes like multi-state CCW class and the upcoming women's pistol shooting and women's self-defense class. We carry a variety of firearm manufacturers, including Kimber, Glock, Springfield, Rock Island, Smith & Wesson, Ruger, and many more. Don't forget about the indoor shooting range and the full wall of firearm rentals. Something new at Shooter's Paradise is Laser Shot, a virtual shooting room filled with skill building, drills, and hundreds of types of scenarios. Come check out the retail store at 1407A Calusa Avenue or visit our website at shootersparadise.us.
Coming Saturday, August 30th, to Wind River Casino in Redding, California, is the Liberty Tour. Sponsored by Agenda 21 Radio, the Liberty Tour allows you to join the discussion to save America. Featuring speakers who address our most pressing issues, the Liberty Tour will allow you to become armed with the information you need to help save America and keep her the exceptional country she is. To purchase tickets, go to www.agenda21radio.com or call 530-605-4565 or go to the studios of KCNR at 1326 Market Street, Redding, California. Again, tickets are available at www.agenda21radio.com or call 530-605-4565 or visit the KCNR studios at 1326 Market Street, Redding, California. The Liberty Tour. Hear the truth. Take a stand.
Broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. It's Agenda 21 with Paul Preston.
And we're back, and we're going to do a quick examination in the next hour of what the modern press, today's press, is doing with the president and his reaction to what's going on in Ferguson. It's the same kind of stuff going on here. He's had a threefer, but now the press is different. Now the press is looking at the president a little bit differently since he's, you know, making proclamations out there about, you know, all these things, and from Martha's Vineyard. And oh, by the way, he's coming home for the weekend, I guess, back to the White House. We don't know why, but he is. Speculation abounds, but he is. But, you know, it's very, very important, ladies and gentlemen, that the president of the United States, his job is not to control us at the local level. I think that's really what it comes down to. When you talk about Obamacare, what's he trying to do? He's trying to be a dictator. That's totalitarianism right up front. You talk about race to the top and common core. This is totalitarianism, straight up. And when he tries to micromanage these events, these racially divisive events, but on the other hand, what is he doing? He's saying nothing about the slaughter of blacks in particular in Chicago. It just doesn't equate. Well, it doesn't equate because, you know, Chicago's his town. You know, killing 12 blacks in a weekend is okay. That's just the way it is. That's just the norm. That's not the norm, and it should never be acceptable. It's the norm, and Mr. President, you need to wake up. But the other thing, too, which is more disturbing, when you take a look at the slaughter that's going on in Chicago, and he says nothing about it, is when you take a look at the slaughter of Christians and other religious minorities, including Muslims, and he says nothing about it. Is that something that's just he can't do anything about, so therefore he doesn't discuss it? Well, you know, he's got the biggest bully pulpit in the world. He's got the biggest military in the world, and yet he does nothing about a genocide that's taking place of the largest religious majority of this country, a country that was founded on Judeo-Christian beliefs. Sorry to break it to you, Mr. President, but this country is a Christian country. It's a Christian Judeo-founded country. I know that might displease you because you're trying to tell everybody it's a Muslim country now, but we all have news for you. We Americans, we do get it. We do get the fact that this country is a Christian Judeo-founded country. Something that this president is very, very deliberately not wanting to talk about, I guess. But I guess the evidence is in with the genocide that's going on, which he says nothing about it in Chicago or around the world. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
Looking for an unusual quality piece of jewelry? Do you have a wristwatch or timepiece that needs to be repaired and you don't know where to go to? Well, Four Winds Jewelry is the place. They have the only watch repair technician in town. Four Winds Jewelry is located at 2225 Hilltop Drive. And Four Winds Jewelry are the experts in gold or loose stones, opals, estate jewelry, or Native American pieces.
Go in and see Leonard and his associates. Four Winds Jewelry, meeting all your jewelry needs. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4 p.m. 222-2750.
Four Winds Jewelry.
You're probably wondering, where do I go? I'm out of coffee. Well, let me tell you, Tobacco and Brew. Guaranteed to provide you with the freshest coffee beans. With the rising cost of coffee, Tobacco and Brew offers the best prices, quality, and a large variety as well. Check it out. Go in and meet the friendly staff who will help you with selection and specification of your brewing needs. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 in Shasta, Reading, the community radio of the North State. Go to KCNR1460.com to chat or stream live, or give us a call at 605-4567.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Ukraine's president says most of the Russian military vehicles that crossed into his country during the night have been destroyed. President Petro Poroshenko's website states the vehicles were eliminated by Ukrainian artillery. Hamas negotiators are talking with their leaders in Qatar about a proposed long-term Gaza truce with Israel. Indirect talks between Israel and Hamas are taking place in Cairo as a temporary ceasefire continues to hold. Iran's foreign minister says it is unlikely that a final nuclear deal with world powers will be achieved by a November deadline. Also, at SRNnews.com, no tear gas was fired and there were no arrests last night in Ferguson, Missouri. That's according to Missouri State Highway Patrol Captain Ron Johnson. He vows improved communication with residents upset about the fatal police shooting of an unarmed 18-year-old black man.
Our town.